The second line of evidence that is re with regard to your brain. Okay, so most research on this question is on RF radiation, radio frequency microwave radiation. Okay, so that's what we're talking about really here in this section. We're talking about, which is wireless. So, it's wireless, it's smart, yeah, it's all, but really what we're actually talking about is radio frequency microwave radiation. So your brain's about 75% water, yeah, it's very fragile. Your skull protects your brain from, bangs and knocks and so on. But also there is your blood-brain barrier, which is another form of protection. And the thing to understand is that this blood-brain barrier protects the toxins from getting into your brain, and it allows your brain to get the essential nutrients it needs. And so what we know is that cell phone radiation type exposures can damage this blood-brain barrier. And this we have known since literally the 1970s, following the work of Dr. Alan Frey. And this damage came from very short term exposures, and this which suggests that the abnormal changes begin almost immediately. So this blood-brain barrier is vital in protecting your brain from toxins, and this EMF damage to the blood-brain barrier is confirmed by a number of studies. And this And what this is doing, this breakdown of the blood-brain barrier, well, it's opening the door to cancer, to damage, damaged cells, and not just cancer, but lots of different diseases. And there are over 20 studies now just on this effect, and again, peer-reviewed research. So this is really a very important line of evidence. And then thirdly, it's how EMFs impact your DNA. Yes, impact your genes. And so I just want to talk about the work of Dr. George Carlo in the 1990s, who headed the Wireless Technology Research Program. It's a big program, $28 million, 7 years of research, and it was funded by the cell phone industry. And the cell phone industry, what they wanted was to prove once and for all that cell phones are safe. And unfortunately, that's not quite how it worked. And what Dr. Carlo's team found was that so he took human cells and he exposed them to this radio frequency microwave radiation, and he found that this caused DNA damage. And so caused DNA damage, genetic damage. And as you probably know, appreciate, the DNA is like the blueprint which is created. So if we're messing up the blueprint, then this is obviously very concerning. And it was causing this DNA damage at levels of just 1 watt per kilo. And what you need to understand is from the current standards, the specific absorption rate, which is what all cell phones around the world need to comply with to be sold. Well, the specific absorption rate in the US, for instance, is 1.6 watts per kilo. And so we have what, so, given that we have this DNA damage at just 1 watt per kilo, these standards clearly do not protect us, do not protect us. And we've got this creation of these micronuclei through this exposure to radio frequency microwave radiation. And the conclusion of this study, just to be clear here, is that Dr. Carlo said the big picture is disturbingly clear. There is a definite risk that the radiation plume that emanates from a cell phone antenna can cause cancer and other health problems.